ritual broadcasts, revealed a bipedal race, organized along geo-tribal lines, and constantly in conflict. Their specific biochemical composition was one that, from the Nayana perspective, gave them sadly short lives. That was posited as the probable reason behind their faster-than-usual technological progression. That there would be an expedition was never in doubt. The Nayana saw that as their duty, no matter what kind of life evolved on distant worlds. The only question now concerned the level of assistance to be offered. Those who welcomed the new species' aggressive qualities wanted to make the full spectrum of Nayana technology available. They almost prevailed. The spherical insertion ship that left the cluster, it didn't know if it was one of many being dispatched or alone, measured 100 meters in diameter, a mass comprised of active molecule blocks. It spent 3 months accelerating up to 30% of light speed along a course to Altair, a trip that took just over 100 years. During the lonely voyage, the ship's controlling sentience continued to monitor the electromagnetic signals coming from the young civilization that was its ultimate goal. It built up an impressive knowledge base of human biology, as well as a comprehensive understanding of their constantly evolving tribal, political, and economic structures. When the ship reached Altair, it performed a complex flyby maneuver, which aligned it perfectly on Sol. After that, the physical section of the sentience's memory that contained all the astrogation data of the flight from the cluster to Altair was jettisoned, and the constituent blocks deactivated. Its weakened atomic structure broke apart into an expanding cloud of dust, which was quickly dispersed by Altair's solar wind. Now, if it was ever intercepted, the insertion ship could never betray the position of the Nayana abode cluster, for it no longer knew where it was. The last 50 years of the voyage were spent formatting an emplacement strategy. By now, human ingenuity had produced starships that were flying past the insertion ship in the other direction, in quest of new worlds out among the stars. The information blasting out from Earth and the solar system's asteroid habitats had become increasingly sophisticated, yet, conversely, there was a lot less of it. Radio signals had been in decline since the Internet had begun to carry the bulk of human data traffic. For the final 20 years of the insertion ship's approach, it received little apart from entertainment broadcasts, and even those were shrinking year by year. But it had enough. It flew in south of the ecliptic, shedding cold mass in irregular bursts like a black comet, a deceleration maneuver that took 3 years. This was always the riskiest part of the voyage. The human solar system was scattered with a great many astronomical sensors scanning the universe for cosmological abnormalities. By the time it passed the Kuiper Belt, the insertion ship was down to 25 meters in diameter. It emitted no magnetic or gravitational fields. The outer shell was fully radiation absorbent, so there was no albedo, making it invisible to any telescopes. Thermal emission was zero. No one perceived its arrival. Inside, 4 biologics began to grow within molecular initiators, attaining physical patterns the ship's sentience had designed, based on the information it had acquired during the long voyage. They were human in size and shape. Skeletons and organs carried the mimicry down to a biochemical level. Their DNA was equally authentic. You would have to go a lot deeper into the cells to find any abnormality. Only a detailed audit of the organelles would reveal alien molecular structures. It was the minds of the biologics that gave the insertion ship the greatest difficulty. Human mental processes were complex, verging on paradoxical. Worse, it suspected the performances in all the fictional dramas it received were overemphasizing emotional responses. So it constructed a stable primary architecture of thought routines, while including a fast learning and adaptive integration procedure. As it closed to within 1,000,000 kilometers of Earth, the insertion ship discarded the last of its reaction mass as it performed the final deceleration maneuver. Now it was basically just falling toward the southernmost tip of South America. Tiny course correction ejector refined the descent vector, steering it at Tierra del Fuego, which was still